Welcome back. You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange. I'm Sean Bird, your host for the show. With the upcoming release of the highly anticipated Shenmue 3, we'll have an exclusive interview with Shenmue series composer Ryuji Iuchi. The first Shenmue game was originally released for the Sega Dreamcast about 18 years ago. Now, at that time, its $50 million budget was unprecedented. And on top of that, the quality of graphics, gameplay, and music, they were easily ahead of their time. Due to various issues, a third game never materialized. However, thanks to incredible fan support and Kickstarter, a third Shenmue game is finally going to be a reality. Nearly 70,000 people pledged a combined total of $6,333,295 to help fund Shenmue 3. As of today, it is the number one funded video game Kickstarter project of all time. I'm excited to share with you some great music from the Shenmue series, courtesy of composer Ryuji Iuchi. First, here's Ryuji Iuchi with Flag of Lions. That will be followed by Waves of Morning Haze. You're just minutes away from hearing an exclusive interview with composer Ryuji Iuchi, known for his work in the Shenmue series. But first, here's one more great composition, courtesy of Ryuji Iuchi, Nozomi's theme.
Hi, I'm Ryuji Iuchi, and you are listening to the J-Pop Exchange with Sean Bird.
Joining us right now is Ryuji Iuchi, right here on the J-Pop Exchange. Hi, Mr. Iuchi. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
このような機会をいただき、とても光栄です。ありがとうございます。
I am very honored to have this opportunity. Thank you for inviting me.
Did your interest in music begin in your childhood?How did you become interested in music?
小さい頃は太鼓
I had an interest in playing taiko drums when I was little, but my parents told me to start with piano first. That's how I started. I didn't have a piano back then and practiced on a small keyboard called a portatone.
Please, tell us about your musical studies and training.
はい、小学生の頃からピアノを習っていました。中学生の時に一時期バンドのキーボードのレッスンを受けていました。
I started piano in elementary school.For a while, I was also taking keyboard lessons for band music when I was in junior high.
How and when did you decide to pursue a career in music? Was it always your intention to pursue a career in music?
I wanted to be a programmer before, but from an early age, I've enjoyed recording music into my computer using MML. I kept doing what I liked, and that started getting me jobs. Eventually, that became my profession.
Can you give us some insight into your writing process? When you compose music, how do you progress from inspiration to creation?
ケースバイケースではあるのですが、多くは…
It depends on the project, but in many cases, I compose and arrange music concurrently. Mixing is also often done at the same time. Depending on the music, I write the melody line and the riffs on the score, but I often play the song on the keyboard, entering the music directly into the computer.
Who are your musical influences?
I have many favorite artists that I was influenced by, but the Japanese composers that I was greatly influenced by, I think include people like Yuzo Koshiro, Ryuichi Sakamoto, Joe Hisaishi, and Kenji Kawai.
What music do you like to listen to?
When I'm composing, I try not to listen to music, but when I listen, I love every genre. Dance music like EDM, ambient music, pop, rock, film music, game music, you name it.
How did you become involved with composing music for video games?
At a PC shop, I saw a computer playing music, and I thought it was amazing. That was the beginning of it all. Then I was awestruck by Yuzo Koshiro's Ease music and started thinking how I wanted to try making music myself.
Please, tell us about the scoring process behind Shenmue. Where in the process do you as a composer become involved? Please tell us more about this experience.
I was composing for Shenmue on site at Sega, so the planning and other production processes were taking place at the same time as I made the music.
My understanding is crowdfunding helped in the funding of Shenmue 3. What do you think about this trend?
I agree. Nowadays, it's not always easy to tell how much of your product will sell, and big projects with big budgets are rare. A system like crowdfunding that allows you to kick-start a project, I believe, was a big game-changer for many of the creators. It expects accountability, so I think the work is demanding in that regard, however.
Can you tell us what it's like to be involved with both the creative process and the management perspective? For instance, insights on dealing with budgets and deadlines versus the creative process.
For me, work is to create a product within the framework of budget and deadline, so I often use backwards planning to schedule my time.
Are there particular instruments that you prefer to use in your compositions or orchestrations?
I generally use a keyboard for both composing and arranging. Sometimes I use a guitar or the piano to compose my music.
Do you have any current or upcoming projects that you'd like to talk about?
Currently, I have a few ongoing TV, film, and anime projects that I'm working on. In the future, I would love to get involved with work from overseas. I'm waiting for your kind offers.
In conclusion, is there anything you would like to talk about that we have not discussed thus far?
I've had the privilege of providing my music in many areas so far, and I hope I can continue creating much more music.
Thank you again, Mr. Ryuichi, for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us. Good luck with everything.
Thank you for giving me this invaluable opportunity.
Mr. Ryuichi mentioned in our interview a moment ago that one of his musical influences included the music of Kenji Kawai. He's most known for his work in the original anime movie Ghost in the Shell. If you want to check out my exclusive interview with Mr. Kenji Kawai, please head on over to jpopexchange.net. Right now on the J-Pop Exchange, I'd like to share with you another great composition courtesy of Ryuji Iuchi, titled The Initiator. Thank you. You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange, right here on The Saint. As we go to break, I'd like to share with you one final piece from Shenmue. Here's Shenhua, Song of the Bay.
Kiramaku someday, wakidasu.